And we're very happy right now to welcome to the program Bob Edgar. Bob Edgar is a former six-term Democratic congressman from Pennsylvania who now serves as president and CEO of Common Cause, a national nonpartisan citizens lobby group known, of course, to many of you, our listeners. And Bob Edgar, thanks so much for being on the air tonight with us.
Scott, it is great to be with you again.
Yes, we talked about the same topic of the Citizens United decision not all that long ago. And I wonder if you would just sort of recap for some listeners who may not be clear about the Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission Supreme Court decision handed down 2 years ago, and why your group and others are organizing to overturn that ruling.
2 years ago, the Supreme Court voted very narrowly by a 5-4 decision to open up the opportunity for corporations and labor unions to dip into their corporate treasury and for the first time in over 100 years allow money to be used for independent expenditures without real transparency and without real openness. They took an issue which was a movie that was done by some ultra-conservatives that was trashing the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, and the Supreme Court was asked to decide whether the contributors to that movie had to comply with the rules and regulations of the Federal Election Commission and see it as a partisan action. Federal Election Commission ruled that it was a campaign activity, much like larger television commercials, and that the donors should be forced to identify themselves. The Roberts Court did an extraordinary thing. In 07, Justice Scalia went to a secret meeting of the Koch brothers, who are two of the wealthiest people in the United States. Their combined resources is about $44 billion. And they've been meeting twice a year, and they brought Scalia in 07 and Justice Thomas in 08. And in 09, the Supreme Court did a funny thing. Normally, they decide all of their cases that they take by June of each year and then go off on a summer vacation. This was the only issue that they took off of the docket, carried it over to the next year. In September, they had an extraordinary hearing, and then over a 3 or 4 months period, they took this narrow case and broadened it, and it's had all kinds of negative consequences. We saw in the last couple of weeks in the Romney and Gingrich campaigns that super PACs run so supposedly independent from the candidates have been used to trash the other candidates. Millions of dollars have flown into these two super PACs, and it just points out that in this presidential year of 2012, money is going to flow in like we've never seen before, and average ordinary citizens are going to be overwhelmed by negative advertisements from corporate money and wealthy money, and Common Cause wants to push back on that. We believe there are several things that can be done.
Thanks for that, Bob. And tell our listeners about the current Amend 2012 campaign that you've got going on. And I know there are a coalition of other organizations across the country that are pursuing the goal of overturning the Citizens United decision. Tell us about the coalition that's formed around the country to do that, and what activities, what specific strategies you're pursuing to attain that goal.
Well, Scott, the good news is that many good government groups are exercising what I call ego disarmament. Institutions have egos as well as individuals, and often many of the good government groups hurt themselves by focusing on a narrow agenda and not working together. Those of us who believe that one remedy to the Citizens United decision is a constitutional amendment, we've divided up the responsibility. Some of the groups have been working with city councils like Los Angeles and New York that have passed resolutions. Others have worked to just educate the general public. Common Cause has staff in 22 states and organization in 37 states, And about a week and a half ago, we launched what is called amend2012.org. We'd invite your listeners to go to that website. There's a two-minute video by Robert Reich where he quickly and humorously, actually, describes the Citizens United decision, draws people to the website, and on the website, we are putting specific things that individuals can do. One thing we'd like to do is see if we can't get up on a referendum on those states that have that process, like Montana and Colorado, an initiative to push back on the Supreme Court stating that money is speech. We think money can stifle speech. Push back on the idea that corporations are people. We like corporations, but we don't think they should equate to people. And third principle that we want to work on is to pass the constitutional amendment that gives legislative bodies the right to control money in politics. We think this should be a nation that's of and by and for the people, and not of and by large corporations and the wealthy. Our friend Bill Moyers calls this the most dangerous moment in American history for democracy. We're either going to be a nation that's of and by and for the people, or of and by and for large corporations. So the good news is a lot of good organizations are binding together. We want to start a constitutional amendment process, but we're doing it actually in a unique way. Rather than doing it from the top down, going to the House and Senate that have introduced legislation that's not going to go anywhere, we want to do it from the bottom up. We want to occupy democracy and get people who are angry and frustrated about the Supreme Court decision to have specific things that they can do to make a difference in this presidential year.
Bob Edgar is our guest tonight here on Counterpoint, a former six-term Democratic congressman, currently serving as president and CEO of Common Cause. And, Bob, the conventional wisdom is that coming to a successful resolution of a constitutional amendment is an extremely difficult task. What is it that you think is attainable here in this fight that sets apart the work to overturn Citizens United versus other efforts in the past to come up with a viable constitutional amendment?
Just because it's difficult doesn't mean we shouldn't go after it. We believe that it's important for citizens to instruct their House and Senate members to push for a constitutional amendment. And along the road, we hope that the Congress will get so much pressure that they will successfully pass, as we tried to do last year, something called the Disclose legislation, which would have forced corporations and the wealthy to fully disclose their involvement in politics. An unintended consequence of the Supreme Court decision is that foreign companies can now meddle in our politics, and that seems inappropriate. And we believe that full transparency of who is giving the money, in fact, should take place. So on the road to a constitutional amendment being pushed from the bottom up, we think there are other things like disclose legislation. And because the House and Senate in Washington couldn't pass it, we have operatives all across the country working in state capitals to get state governments to pass disclose legislation. And we're asking state senators and state representatives to put resolutions in calling on their senators and their House members to go back and sort through the language and prepare a constitutional amendment that clearly states that money is not speech, corporations are not people, and money, in fact, can be regulated by legislative bodies. A Common Cause installed public financing in Arizona, Maine, and Connecticut, but because of the constitutional decisions of the Supreme Court, all of those public financing systems have to be voluntary, and there is no way to have mandatory controls on money in politics. And this presidential year is going to be the most moneyed election in our history. I believe many people are going to be offended at what they see over the course of the next 11 months, and hopefully the good news about that bad news is that people will be startled enough to stand up and help support this amend2012.org process that we've launched.
This is Counterpoint here on WPKN Radio in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and we're speaking tonight with Bob Edgar. He is the president and CEO of Common Cause, and we're talking about what's turned out to be a real lightning rod for opposition to the growing role of big corporate money in U.S. politics, with the Citizens United decision that Common Cause and many other groups are working to overturn. And, Bob, I've read that the city of Los Angeles and other communities around the country are voting to support the issue of overturning Citizens United. And I wondered if you would just tell us a little bit about the efforts nationwide to overturn that, and what a local city council vote really will do to push that agenda ahead. And also, I've heard that the Montana Supreme Court is challenging the U.S. Supreme Court on the whole issue of the Citizens United decision as well.
All of those things are good to educate the general public about the corrosive influence of the Supreme Court decision. Let me just say that we want a good virus to spread across the country. What they did in Los Angeles City Council, New York City Council, was to pass a non-binding resolution calling on their House and Senate members to support a constitutional amendment to push back on corporations and money. We think that those model resolutions can be adapted and taken to every local county and borough and small city across the country. They can take that language also to local newspapers and write op-ed pieces and letters to the editor. And we think that with enough pressure, we can get candidates running, both incumbents and challengers, to push back. It's been interesting to me that the damage done to Romney and Gingrich during the campaign with super PACs and the fear that even conservatives like the Tea Party have that money can, in fact, taint their elections, that across the political spectrum, we're gaining more people realizing there are not only intended but unintended consequences of the Supreme Court decision. And hopefully, within a relatively short time, enough Americans will understand that we're either going to be a nation that's of and by and for the people, or of and by and for large corporations and the wealthy. Bill Moyers, as I have said many times, says that this is the most dangerous moment in U.S. history for democracy, and if we're not careful, corporate takeover and large wealthy takeover will continue. And the question I asked, what was it the day before Citizens United came down that made the justices think that corporations and labor unions already didn't have excessive influence in politics through their political action committees and through fully reporting on those that were making those contributions? What was needed to take the lid off and change laws that had been in place since 1907? I think the five members of the justice community in the Supreme Court who supported this disastrous decision should be ashamed of themselves, and I hope over time the American people can take back their government.
Do you think the justices who voted in favor of this decision, the Citizens United decision, were engaged in any improper conduct with the Koch brothers or other wealthy interests who benefit from this this decision of theirs?
Well, Common Cause is worried about that. In fact, 1 year ago when we exposed the Koch brothers out in Rancho Mirage, California, we discovered they sent out an invitation to their secret meeting, and they bragged on the fact that Justice Scalia was there in 07 and Justice Thomas was there in 08, and in 09 they did that extraordinary thing of holding this legislation over and broadening it the way they did. So we sent a letter to the Justice Department asking the Attorney General to investigate. We saw smoke. We don't know whether there was fire. We don't know whether there was a hard conflict of interest, But it was pretty curious to us that in the case of Justice Thomas, shortly after the Citizens United case came down, his wife, Ginny Thomas, was able to accept a contribution of over $500,000 from an individual that would not have been permitted under laws before that. And we think many radical conservatives who were pushing for this put a lot of influence on the Supreme Court. And frankly, we're nervous not so much about individual justices, but the fact that health care is going to be before them, the issue of global warming is going to be before them, and those of us who learned about the Supreme Court in elementary school think that it should be the highest court in the land with the highest ethical standards, and we were shocked that they've exempted themselves from the Judicial Code of Ethics. They have no rules of recusal, and Justice Roberts, in his December State of the Court address, thankfully addressed what Common Cause has been questioning. Unfortunately, we disagree with his reasoning. He says that they're the highest court in the land, and each individual justice should decide for themselves whether to recuse themselves. We think they should be held to a higher standard, and we think there are some examples in state government where state courts have strict ethics rules and strict rules of recusal. We see no reason why the Supreme Court shouldn't have the same.
Well, Bob, just a last question here on Citizens United and the work you're doing at Common Cause. What, in your view, who are the people who benefit most from the Citizens United decision? And following on something you said earlier, what are the consequences long run for this country if your organization and the other allied groups don't succeed in overturning it?
Well, I think there's some evidence that people who care about clean water, clean air, people who want factories to produce in an environmentally sound way should be nervous that with enough money, as we saw recently by some of the coal companies and the energy companies in terms of fracking, in terms of the pipeline issues, money is going to have more and more of an influence. And let me just share this final personal story. When I served in Congress for 12 years, I was one of the Watergate babies, and I served representing suburban Philadelphia. We had a Boeing Vertol helicopter plant in my district, and I was supported by the labor workers who worked at the factory, but management was not very happy when I didn't support a couple of their issues that were hidden in the defense budget. I could envision, under Citizens United, someone like Boeing Vertol deciding that the congressman that represents their area was not in their favor, so they would pump $5 or $10 or $15 million, which would be pin money for a large corporation, into independent expenditures, trashing the candidate. And 5, 10, 15 years from now, if you look out across the State of the Union and the House and Senate are sitting there, you'll have pockets representing oil and gas interest, insurance companies, retail and realtor public interest, and average ordinary citizens will be blotted out and blocked out from real consideration. That's how dangerous this decision is, and some of these corporations won't even have to spend the money on those congressmen who want to be congressmen for the rest of their lives. They can just threaten to spend the money, and the congresspeople will shape their voting records so that they can get reelected without any challenge by some of these large, wealthy corporate interests. So it's a dangerous time, and it's a time that average citizens need to wake up, read the literature, and understand that they can make a difference.
In my view, I'm sure yours and many listeners, the Citizens United decision made a really bad system a whole lot worse. And we're in for a troubled times if, as you say, there isn't some success in changing it.
Right.
Bob, thanks so much for your time tonight. And leave our listeners with just a bit of information about your website or how else they can get more information about what you're doing in the national campaign.
There's two websites. One is amend2012.org. That's the website that will show the video. And also www.commoncause.org will have other additional information. And if your listeners want to get directly to me, it's just redger@commoncause.org.
All right. Well, thanks for all you do. Your entire career is exemplary, and sticking by your principles is something to be very proud of, Bob. Thanks for all your work, and thanks for being here tonight again.
Best wishes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Bob Edgar, former six-term Democratic congressman from Pennsylvania, who now serves as president and CEO of Common Cause.